As we move into our time of prayer, I'd like to lift up some joys and concerns that have been shared with us throughout this week. First, a few joys. Liz Vanderberg and Sydney Moyer both celebrated birthdays this past week. Jackie and Vern Huntsberger celebrated their 35th wedding anniversary on September 1st. And also celebrating an anniversary, a 30th anniversary, are Kim and Garen Paulson, who are the parents of our Minister of Music, Andrew Paulson. So we celebrate with all those celebrating birthdays and anniversaries. A few concerns to lift up today. We keep in our prayers Joanne Sine, who had shoulder surgery on the 28th, and Don Hunsinger, who has a procedure on September 1st. We also keep in our prayers continuously students and teachers as they prepare to go back to school and navigate all the challenges and changes that that brings. And of course, we always keep in our prayers those with ongoing health concerns, and this week we add Edna McGinley. Bearing all of those in mind, I invite you to join me now in a spirit of prayer. God, there are days when we wish for nothing more than a direct intervention from you, for a note dropped from the sky or a smack in the face answer, for a burning bush in our backyard or an obvious miracle. But most days, we don't get such things. Most of the time, you are quiet and subtle, and you require us to pay close attention. And yet, you are ever present, ever faithful, unchanging, always acting in our lives. So give to us, O God, the eyes to see and the ears to hear, the hearts to feel, so that we might be able to discern where you are moving in our lives. We, your people, come into your presence from many different places. We come with songs of joy, with shouts of gratitude. We come carrying heavy burdens and sighs of suffering. And yet we come to stand on the holy ground of your presence. So hear our prayers, O God, those lifted up out loud and those remaining silent on our hearts. We pray for those whose names and faces and situations weigh heavy on us, those celebrating, those mourning, those hurting, those healing. And God, as you welcome our prayers into your care, as you invite us into your holy presence day after day, we ask that you lift our burdens, receive our praise, shine upon us with your grace, bind us together as faithful people, that we might be strengthened to go forth into service in your world, in your name. All of these things we pray in the name of Christ. Amen.
God said to Moses, "I will go with you." God speaks those very same words to each one of us. You may be thinking to yourself, "Well, I'm not going many places these days." We understand that. Wherever you may be, whatever you may have to face, God will go with you. Claim that promise. Know what a difference it makes. And as you go, wherever your life may take you this coming week, may you go into the world in peace. May you be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak, help the afflicted, honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of God's Holy Spirit. And as you do, may God's light surround you, may God's love enfold you, may God's power protect you, and may God's peace sustain you, now and always. Amen.